Hey everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by our official sponsor, the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson's The Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We have a terrific singer-performer who is following the footsteps of his legendary dad, who is known to sing Don't Let Go, The Unchained Melody, Ebb Tide, You'll Never Walk Alone. And of course, he's also born in New York City and began his career performing with his dad at 7 at various venues, including the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. We'll talk about that. He's doing a record tribute album and performed at various events, moved to Motown in 1988, performed with the Golden Boys, and appeared in Standing Ovation, the Rebirth of the King, various commercials, and also the headmaster of a very special school. We'll talk about that. Live, ladies and gentlemen, at Plus Studios in beautiful downtown Las Vegas, the amazing singer, performer, following the footsteps of his father, Roy Hamilton Sr., the multi-talented Roy Hamilton Jr. Roy, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show, man. I really appreciate you.
And it's great to have you on board as well, too. And I loved your dad's music, by the way, with Don't Let Go, Unchained Melody, Ebb Tide, and You'll Never Walk Alone. You're basically a singer, performer, following the footsteps of your amazing dad. And you were born in New York City, began a career performing with your dad at 7, including performing for the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. That's going to be an amazing. You're doing a record tribute album. You did that. Performed at the various events. You moved to Motown in 88 to perform with the Golden Boys. You appeared in Standing Ovation, The Rebirth of the King, various commercials, and you're the headmaster of the Roy Hamilton School of Voice. You're also a teacher and a board of advisors at the Singers Company, owned and operated by your son, Roy Hamilton III. And we'll talk about your other works like 1,000 Ways, Butterfly, We Had a Chance, and more. Before getting all that, Roy, tell us how you first got started.
Well, you know what? We talk about the Bahamas. So when I was just a little kid, my dad was doing a show at the Nassau Beach Hotel in Nassau, you know, on the Bahamas. And he decided to bring me up on stage. That was my first, you know, introduction to the audience. And we sang Don't Let Go. And we also sang When the Saints Go Marching In.
Oh, my goodness.
And a standing ovation. So that was then Prime Minister Pinlin was there during that particular time in 1968. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're ringing in the new year, and that's how that happened. So later down through the years, I got another chance to get a record deal. I was 14. Mm. So we went up to Clyde Otis in New York and everything, and actually Clyde was living in New Jersey at the time. And we went to his house. We auditioned for him. He loved our songs. He loved the music. And he said, well, he's going to produce the album. We produced the album called The Hamilton Affair for Roy. That was my first major record deal, our family, as the Hamilton Affair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, it's certainly amazing. Yes. And and besides singing with the Prime Minister of the Bahamas or performing for him, what is that other precise moment that simply influenced into what you're doing for the rest of your career?
Yeah. So as we continue to move on forward, later, we moved to New Jersey, Atlantic City, and that's where I started doing a lot more shows. My lovely wife and myself, Maria, she's my wife and manager. We've been married for 44 years now. Wow. And we have three sons, Roy III, Thomas, and Raphael. Mm-hmm. And we also have grandchildren. We have five grandchildren and one great-grand.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, so as the years went by, I continued to hone my craft as an entertainer, singer, and we also brought up the kids as well and brought them into the recording studio and gradually they really kind of got the hang of it, and my oldest decided to be a producer, and he writes songs, he writes music, he's the head of the Singers Company in Canada, and I am also, you know, on the board. We've been doing a lot of work. And the main thing we began, it all started because we wanted to get my dad into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's certainly interesting. You can continue on that as well, too. I understand that's a cause. You can continue on that for a little bit.
Yeah. So down through the years, like I said, okay, years are going by, years ago, because time flies when you're having fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Yeah. So we were stationed in Atlantic City for about 23 years. And we got the opportunity to go out west because my son had gotten a production deal with Capitol.
Nice.
capital, you know. So we went to LA. We stayed out there for quite some time. And gradually, you know, that 3 years, a couple of years went by, and we ended up here in Vegas. So Maria, my wife, and myself, we wanted to do this Roy Hamilton tribute, you know, for a long time. And we began, in and around, you know, Las Vegas, meeting all the musicians and, you know, making, you know, little showcases here and there and doing, you know, doing things. And gradually we met all the musicians. We met so many people and a lot of people who were, you know, our peers, you know, and we produced the show. It was called Roy Hamilton Jr., The Legacy Continues, a 16-piece orchestra and all my dad's original music. So, yeah, like I said, time flies when you're having fun. So we've done a lot of work. We launched the website in 98, you know, to bring more interest in, you know, that, okay, if you're doing something, you have to have a website. So we launched
And
the
of course, you don't
website.
have a website, people will wonder about that. I mean, everybody's
Right.
got a website, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, but you can keep going though.
So internet presence, right? So we dedicated the website to dad, you know. It was called royhamilton.com. And then we also generated the petition. So anyone interested could get him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by signing the petition.
And how many
So a
signatures
lot
do
of
you have
things.
to have?
Well, it started out with 1,500. So we're over 1,500 now because it's electronic. And before that, we were doing hand signed petitions. So we had a whole bunch of those. It really didn't really get the attention. So now we're trying to get the attention of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to get him inducted or voted in or and what have you. So he meets all the criteria. And that was our main objective from the whole from the start, from the beginning. You know, because we would watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame every year and said, man, they never say nothing about Roy Hamilton and all the people who's gotten in, you know, since then. Ruth Brown, who actually, you know, worked with my dad. They sang together at the Apollo Theater and they toured together, you know what I mean? Righteous Brothers, who always sings Unchained Melody, which, you know, my dad sang that, recorded it 10 years before the Righteous Brothers did it, made it, you know, an ultra success. You know, it was one of his songs. So it was like so many things. Don't Let Go, which was actually it was just put on Beyonce's new album, the Cowboy Carter. So she took a snippet from the Don't Let Go, and she featured it on her new album. So that was also a surprise. So like I said, we've been really, like I said, we've been just working, working, working. Trying to get dad into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, and also, you know, working on my career as a solo artist as well.
And certainly did too. And of course, you also dad had other hits like Ebb Tide and You'll Never Walk Alone. Of course, you know, Ebb Tide's common and You'll Never Walk Alone. That gets, you know, played a lot, especially up in England as well, too.
Yeah, they love dad's version of You Never Walk Alone. And by the way, well, when he recorded that, Jerry and the Pacemakers took his version of it. Of you know to back to England and re-recorded it, and now they're using it for the Liverpool football anthem. And they've been using that for many years, but it was because of my dad's version of "You Never Walk Alone" that inspired Jerry and the Pacemakers to re-record
Oh my gosh, how you
that.
like that? So amazing. And of course, you got your own legacy as well, too, with 1,000 Ways, Butterfly, We Had a Chance, and more as well, too. Man Up in the Sky, It's Me. We'll be featuring a song or two from Roy Hamilton Jr. here on the Mike Wagner Show. We'll get to more about the music, but first you'll listen to the Mike Wagner Show at the MikeWagnerShow.com, powered by SonicWeb Studios. Visit online at SonicWebStudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking your budget. SonicWeb Studios is the answer. SonicWeb Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support@sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-outs to our official sponsor, the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those who love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Man Muslin Zia's Garnet Great Reviews, and Eve 11 and George by Howard Celebrities, including Joanna Cassie, Forge Riley, M&M's. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Man Muslin Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Weiner Show at themikeweinershow.com and over 40 podcast platforms heard on countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Anchor FM, Odyssey. Subscribe on BitChute, Rumble, YouTube, and also listen on Podbean, Buzzsprout, Pandora, TuneIn, and also follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and more, along with Facebook. Take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Weiner Show podcast, T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Weiner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MeAndMilsonZia for great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles. Also, T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MeAndMilsonZia. Check it out today and support the Mike Weiner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikeweinershow.com. We're here with the amazing, multi-talented Roy Hamilton Jr. following his dad's footsteps, Roy Hamilton Sr. here on the Mike Weiner Show. And we talk about the legacy of your wonderful dad and, of course, your tribute album and everything. And, of course, you got your own, like 1,000 Ways, Butterfly, We Had a Chance, and also Man Up in the Sky, and It's Me. And tell us more about those.
Yeah, well, Man Up in the Sky was actually written by Barrett Strong from Motown.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing opportunity to meet Barrett Strong. He was the one that recorded Money, That's What I Want, and many other, you know, songs, you know, on the Motown label. So anyway, we happened to be in Detroit, and we, you know, we're looking for the Motown. Of course, you know, they had already moved to California, but we got up, you know, got connected with Barrett, and he gave me a few songs, and I recorded them.
Nice.
Right there in his studio, right there in Southfield, Michigan. I love, you know, the love songs, you know, and relationship songs. And a lot of the songs that I sing, you know, are about that. You know, some of them inspired by my wife, you know, Maria, my lovely wife. We've been married for 44 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's my wife and manager. She keeps, you know, keeps me dressed nice and
and doing a great job too. And she's got to be a great cook as well too. I can sense that.
Yeah, she does. She cooks well, and she, you know, she keeps my appointments, helps me, you know, keep my things going, and you know, we work together with this, you know, this great legacy. And we, you know, she helps me produce, we produce the show together. And, you know, it's really fun to be a family, you know, music family, you know, and do things together like that.
Mm-hmm. And you certainly have a legacy as well, too. Who are some of your other favorite singers, songwriters, and other musicians growing up?
Yeah, well, I love to listen to my dad, number one. I tried to mimic him as much as I could, and then I learned to, well, I like to learn a lot of his songs. Then I started listening to other artists as well down through the years, like Sly and the Family Stones and Smokey Robinson, the Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, all the Motown artists. I grew up listening to, of course, Duke Ellington and Miles Davis, Stevie Wonder, Benny King.
Yes, Benny King, you're getting some good help from Maria there. So great job out there, Maria.
I was getting to it. And also Elvis's core, of course, you know, we loved his music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see who else. Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight and the Pips. I could go on and on. James Brown, Marvin Gaye. Let's see, who else? I just love listening to so many artists. It's like, and a lot of the upcoming artists too, like the Sons of Legends. I listen to a lot of the music too, of you know, the sons and daughters of legends as well.
Oh my gosh, that has to be, and of course you're part of it as well too. And now you did some singing as well too. You also appeared in Standing Ovation, The Rebirth of the King, and also some commercials as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, we've been working. And actually, I've, you know, as the years went by, you know, we've gotten a few other opportunities, like one with the Standing Ovation movie. We had a nightclub in Summers Point in New Jersey.
When mm-hmm.
And we were trying to open it up, you know, many ongoing things. So we had it open for several years. And the producer of the movie approached us and wanted to do, you know, film some of the movie there. And that's how we got that opportunity. And it went well. They produced it, and it was supposed to be a Disney movie, and they went independent. But they offered me a part as the bartender.
Nice. So,
like, you know, it's like a juice bar, you know what I mean? But it was really fun. It was really fun. I got that opportunity. And yeah, and then the BBC documentary too. They approached me, my wife and myself, and they wanted me to be a part of it. And we said we would love to. And we chose the place to, you know, to record it. And it was right there at the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel Hotel where Elvis and Priscilla stayed and then got married there.
How do you like that?
Yeah, it's called Viva Las Vegas is the hotel. And Ron Dekar, who was the owner, who's still the owner, he marries people as Elvis Presley. So, and that's as well, we went to the his Ron Dekar's event center, and that's where we did our first show here with the big band. And the documentary was about, of course, Elvis and my dad, my dad's influence on Elvis.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Awesome. So that's how that turned out. It was like, wow, we've done so much. I mean, like I said, it's time flies when you're having fun. But it was really an honor to talk about, you know, the influence that my dad had on Elvis. They met at Chips Moma Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, and they recorded songs together, and they did a lot of collaboration. Elvis gave my dad a song, was called Angelica.
Okay.
And that song, Elvis thought that my dad could do a better job at singing it than he could. And my dad recorded it, and it was a success. It was like one of the last songs my dad actually recorded.
Wow. Okay. And this is like before Elvis Presley passed away?
Yeah, that was way before that. That was in, I think it was January 1968.
68. Okay. All right. I think there's a time he was almost on the verge of making a comeback. I think somewhere around there, I believe.
Right. It was around that time. And then my father passed in July of 1969.
Wow.
Next year. 1969. I said that, right? Yeah. She just said 1969. I'm like, yes. Yeah. So that's how that turned out. But like I said, I mean, it was great. It was great to that my dad got the opportunity to meet Elvis. Elvis met my dad, you know, because Elvis it was inspired by my dad. He emulated my father, you know, and he idolized my dad. They were great friends, and he considered my dad like a brother to him, being that, you know, he had lost his brother at an early age. So he considered my dad like a brother, and he invited my dad to Graceland. My dad had toured the whole house. He invited my dad over, and they took pictures, you know, in and around, you know, the house.
Oh my goodness! I can sense it being over there. My gosh!
Yeah, and we actually had the opportunity. Maria and I had the opportunity to visit Graceland as well. So it was actually walking through the same footsteps. You know what I mean? I mean, wow! Such a beautiful place, you know.
Oh my gosh, I think I'm ready to go there right now. I'll have to join you guys over there. So, and of course, you also had some other ventures, heading up the Roy Helmsen School of Voice. You're also teachers there and the board of advisor at the Singers Company, owned by Roy Helmsen III. And tell us more about that.
Yes. Well, you know, we came up with the idea to help and mentor upcoming artists, and help them to develop their style of singing. And of course, you know, it was like, well, you know what, I mimic my father as well. I sing as much as, you know, I try to sound as much as I can like him. So we said, well, why don't we try to mimic my dad, or say, show other people, you know, what I've learned, you know, and try to develop these upcoming artists and help them develop their style of singing, you know. And then if I can help them, you know, then, you know, it's really, it inspires me to help someone, you know. And I learned a lot from them, and they learned a lot from me. And we worked together to develop how they sing the songs, develop, you know, the way they sing it, you know, and help them with the lyrics, you know, and yeah, record all that, record the songs, and, you know, and help with vocalizing, vocal training, and all that kind of stuff. So it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. It does sound like a lot of fun. And where can people find out more about yourself, the school, and just about everything as well? I forgot to mention you also performed with the Golden Boys. I think we forgot to cover that. And of course, your venture in Toronto too. I think we forgot to cover that.
Yeah, so many things. Well, you know, we decided to call it was Roy Hamilton and the Golden Boys. We were working in Detroit. We working at the Fox and Hounds restaurant in Bloomfield Hills, right outside of Pontiac, Michigan. And we were there for about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we spoke to the manager. I gave him a tape. He loved it. And he gave us some bookings. And we went in there and performed for about a year or so. And also to bring it to up to date, we're about to do a show with myself, Benedito King, which is Benny King's son, as well as Elvis Aaron Presley Jr. And we're going to be doing this. Going to be the Rock and Roll and Soul Legends tribute.
And where's that going to be at?
Right here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, nice. Okay. And we'll find more about that. What else Roy Hamilton Jr. is up to? You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson's here. We'll be back with you, multi-talented singer-performer Roy Hamilton Jr. after this timeout. We're back to the amazing, multi-talented Roy Hamilton Jr. here on The Mike Wagner Show, following the footsteps of his father, Roy Hamilton Sr., singing Don't Let Go and more, and, you know, a bit more about the tribute as well, too, and, you know, being in Las Vegas, give us more information and, you know, where they can catch you and everything else.
Yeah, so we have the website, royhamiltonjr.com. We have posted a flyer up where, you know, you can go to check the information and what date. It's going to be June 15th, Father's Day weekend. Right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, is going to be at the Silver Sevens Hotel Casino. It's going to be a dinner and a show. And the tickets are $27.
Nice. Okay. And where can you get the tickets and more information? And where can you get all that?
Yeah. Well, if you go to our website, you can get it. The tickets aren't they're going to be posted soon. So you'll be able to go to like... Eventbrite soon. So you just go to Eventbrite and then put in the information and it'll be right there.
And also check out your music. Where can they find your music at, Roy?
Yeah, you can find all my music on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the other music platforms.
All right. Well, certainly check that out with Roy Hamilton Jr., the amazing, you know, son of Roy Hamilton Sr. here on the Mike Wagner Show, and for Don't Let Go and more as well, too, and a few more things. And besides talking about the Las Vegas venue and everything else, what else can we expect in 2024 and going to probably 25 and beyond?
Well, looking forward to doing more shows here in Vegas, along with my co-hosts and we. Co-stars, rather, my co-star. We're gonna be doing that ongoing. We'd like to do a tour eventually, you know, after we get through doing this one show, which is major. So it's really really a pleasure and an honor to work with Benedito King and Elvis Aaron Presley Jr.
With a live band,
of course, yeah.
No AI involved, which is good. So
right. So it's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward and really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. And we are.
Oh, and shout out to Benedito King and his lovely wife, Kim. She's out there. I'm sure they're out there. They're going to be a shout out to them as well as Elvis Aaron Presley Jr. Shout out to him. Shout out to my lovely wife and manager, Maria Hamilton. She's been with me for 44 years. Shout out to all of the listeners and the fans out there who continue to love the music. And I'm Roy Hamilton Jr., and you're listening to The Mike Wagner Show.
Oh, Oh, yeah, what a catch right there. It's just a couple of things, Roy, and don't go away yet, guys. We got more. Who do you consider your biggest influence in your career?
Oh, my dad, number one.
Well, besides your dad, of course.
Oh, man, my biggest influence. Wow. Man, I would say, that's a big, big, that's a strong, a hard question to answer. But I think that my biggest influence is I love Elvis. I love my dad, all the Motown artists, Quincy Jones. I met Quincy Jones as well. And I listened to a lot of his stuff as well. I love jazz music, So I'm really inspired by all of that, because good music is just good music, And as well, I have to shout out to Beyonce, for putting my dad's record on her new album, So shout out to Beyonce. Thank you so much. Her and Jay-Z, you guys are the greatest. The album is awesome. I'm inspired by them as well as the kids that I work with every day.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I see her riding the town as a cowboy. So look out for that, Silver Star. Come on, Orson.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
Man, don't give up on your dreams, Keep working. Keep working toward it because, If you don't follow through, it'll never happen, So keep working. Keep working hard. Keep pushing, no matter how long it takes, Because I'm in my 60s now. I'll be 63 this year.
Well, happy birthday coming up, Roy.
Yeah, I'll be 63. So, say, you never know. You never know who's listening. So, just keep, sing, do your best song. Sing your best song. Do the best you can, And don't give up. The sun is going to come up in the morning. The sun is going to be out, So, keep smiling, keep shining, Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be all right, But don't give up. Keep working hard and be persistent and it'll pay off, one way or the other.
That's right. Yeah. Certainly great advice indeed as well in these times. We're the amazing Roy Hamilton Jr. following the footsteps of his amazing dad, Roy Hamilton Sr. here on the Mike Wagner Show. Roy, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Live happy back. Once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your works?
Yeah, you can learn more about Roy Hamilton at royhamilton.com. You can learn more about me at royhamiltonjr.com. You can go online and sign our petition at royhamilton.com and help to get my dad into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame due to all his major contributions and all the music, like Don't Let Go, Unchained Melody, all major hits, and many other hits too. He did several movies about the transition from big band music into rock and roll. It was called Let's Rock.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was awesome. It was all on YouTube. There's some snippets there from him doing that movie. And it was all about Julius LaRosa was the artist, and he was transitioning from big band music to rock and roll. Kind of like Frank Sinatra, and they try to get Frank Sinatra to do rock and roll, but he said, okay, well, I'm going to go down and see Roy Hamilton at the recording studio because he wants to, he's well, this is how you do it, And because they was like, man, they're going to drop the label if he doesn't, transition into rock and roll. And he said, man, they could do a hit song with four pieces, and then this and that and the other thing. So we're going to go listen to Roy Hamilton right now. They finally gets to, hi, Roy, you ready to cut one? And my dad's like, singing, my chickadee, you come here to me.
Peace out, old blue eyes.
Yeah, so it was awesome. So such an amazing time. And that's my little kids, when I was like in elementary school, they are, your dad's a movie star. I'm like, wow, my dad's a movie star. That was like 5 years old or something like that, But,
And of course, your dad's in rock and roll heaven. You got to say that. So we got that. All right, Roy, very big thank you for your time. You're always fantastic. And looking forward to having you soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We'd love to have you back. Wish all best. And Roy, you definitely have a great future to have you.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys, and shout out to all the fans. Thank you so much for your platform bringing me on, you know, and it's guys like you and people like you to you know, continue to make things possible for us, you know, because without the fans, you know, it's, you know, we're nothing. So thank you all so much.